It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Yes. Always with a license to time travel. It is a Tuesday flashback. It'll take us back, well, through 100 years. This past Friday, the Grand Ole Opry celebrated the 100th anniversary of their first ever live radio broadcast. They had about 25 different legendary Opry members there to commemorate, sing along. And then they unveiled what they have been working on all year long, as the Grand Ole Opry had not ranked them up to this point. But the Grand Ole Opry spent the whole year celebrating its 100 years by asking fans to, well, vote for the greatest country song ever to be played on the Opry stage.
That's
which
a lot of pressure.
And overall, pretty much just, well, it's the best song in country music history.
Because
they are in lockstep. And they are every which way. So, pretty much it's a who's who of song titles in this top 100. But the only one they ranked is the number one song. And they chose Vince Gill to perform it. So the fan voted. Favorite song to ever be played on the Grand Ole Opry stage, number one, was He Stopped Loving Her Today, 1980, George Jones. Routinely, always pretty much at the top, or at least in the top five of the greatest country songs of all time. And Vince Gill was given the task to do it.
Thanks, everybody. No pressure, singing the most popular song of all time. Thanks a million. They asked me to do it because I'll do anything. I ain't scared enough.
Yeah, and he does everything so well, too.
Happy birthday to the Grand Ole Opry. Thanks for being here and celebrating with us.
But it's Vince Gill, and it didn't matter.
He stopped loving her
today. Did an amazing job, and he said, by the way, that's only the second time he had ever sung that song live. Of course, the guy that did it first hit all the notes and didn't remember doing much of it.
He said, I'll love you till I die.
The Possum.